the mayor is right. I do acknowledge the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department for this historic reduction in crime, but I also have to acknowledge the mayor and the political leadership of this city. If it wasn't for their resolve in making sure that public safety is the number one priority of the city of Los Angeles, none of this would happen. If it wasn't for the fact that the mayor allows me to hire to attrition to make sure the LAPD stays at a strength that this city deserves, none of this would happen. So let me put some of this in perspective. 2012, if 2012 trend continues as it has for the first 6 months, will mark the 10th year, consecutive year, of crime reduction in the city of Los Angeles. Many people talk about crime reduction as a national trend, and I think that to say that is true in the overall, but also I think to say that and to dismiss what has happened in Los Angeles is far from accurate. Many major cities have not experienced a reduction in crime over the past years, but Los Angeles has, and has for the past 10 years. Every year I get up here, first when I was chief of detectives, speaking for Bill Bratton, now as the chief of police, speaking for Mayor Villaraigosa, and talk about our goal being to make LA the safest big city in America. Well, if you define cities as big cities when they have over 2 million people in population, then Los Angeles is the safest big city in America. There are 4 cities in the United States that have over 2 million residents. Houston, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. Of those 4 cities, LA has the lowest numeric total of violent crime, the lowest numeric total of Part 1 crime, and the lowest violent crime per capita. It hasn't always been like that. If you go back before the mayor's tenure, we would have not made the top 3. Los Angeles has been extremely fortunate to have leadership that focuses on public safety. Let me give you some details about where we are this year in specific areas so that some of this has some background. As the mayor said, homicides, our goal is to have under 300 homicides again this year for the 3rd consecutive year. We are right on target to meet that goal. We have one less than we did last year, 147 homicides versus 148. Still more than I would like, about 148 more than I would like, but a remarkable accomplishment. Robberies, down almost 11%, 10.8%. To give you an idea what that means, that's 500 less people in the city of Los Angeles that have had their property taken by force or fear. An amazing reduction. Aggravated assaults, the serious assaults, assaults with guns, knives, some implement likely to cause great bodily injury, down 7.8%. That's over 350 people less that have been injured by another. We still struggle in some areas. Rapes are up 3.6% in the city. That's 13 women who have been violated in the course of this past year more than the years before. Last year was a remarkably good year for sex crimes in Los Angeles as far as reduction. This year is more like some of the other years. Property crime, as the mayor said, property crime is always difficult in tough financial times. Realignment has made this even more difficult, but we continue to make progress. Burglaries, down 6.5%. 500 less people had their businesses or their residences broken into and property stolen. Grand Theft Auto, down an amazing 7.3%. That's 500 less cars, over 500 less cars, that were stolen in the city of Los Angeles. Burglary theft from vehicle, items stolen from your vehicle. We've had an increase. Over 350 extra cars have been broken into this year over last year. This is one of those crimes that is very tough to address in tough economic times. And plane thefts. We've also experienced an increase in plane thefts, 2.6%. That's an additional 350 plane thefts over the course of this 6 months. That's why it's so important when we talk about our Lock It, Hide It, Keep It campaigns, when we talk about making your vehicle or your personal property secure, paying attention to your surroundings. That's why that's so important, to avoid those kind of issues. Our total crime reductions, as the mayor said, 8.8% in violent crime reduction. That's 867 less people in the city of Los Angeles that were victims of violent crime over this 6 months compared to last year. Property crimes, it's an incremental decrease of 1%, but that we have a large number of property crimes. That's over 400 people that were not victims of property crimes as compared to last year. One of the most telling statistics, and this is going to lead me to gang crime, which of course is a focus of the Los Angeles Police Department and this city, our number of victims shot, 18% less victims shot this year than the first 6 months of last year. That's over 100 less people that were victims of gunfire. I want to talk a little bit about gang-related crime. Gang crime in Los Angeles is a huge part of violent crime picture. Traditionally, 60% of our homicides are gang-related. Traditionally, 20% of our violent crime is gang-related. Making a difference in gang crime makes a difference in violent crime in Los Angeles. Gang crime this year, as compared to last, down 16.2%. That's 400 less gang crimes this year than last. A really remarkable accomplishment. But let me put that into some perspective. I think that the mayor talked a little bit about how crime has decreased over the last 8 years, since 2005, while he has been in office. Let me put gang numbers into perspective for you. In 2005, for the first 6 months, we had 142 gang homicides in the city of Los Angeles. 142. That's almost as many as we've had in total homicides now for this year. This year, we've had 78. That's a 45% reduction. That's almost half the number of gang homicides this year compared to 2005. The other significant areas of gang crime, the other big numbers that drive gang crime, that's aggravated assault, that's robbery, and that's extortion. It's criminal threats is the way the term that we use. All of them are down significantly. Aggravated assault, 16% as compared to 2011. Robbery, 21% reduction, and criminal threats, 12.9% reduction. Great progress in what has become one of the city's absolute jewels as our reduction of crime as it relates to gangs. You know, and none of this would be possible without our GRID office. Guillermo Cespedes is up here. You know, without our partnership with the prevention and intervention programs, without Sunrise Lights, none of this would occur. You know, we have many challenges in the city that remain with crime. Crime is not down in all categories. Crime is not down in all parts of the city. The handouts will show you areas of the city that struggle with property crime more than others. But the takeaway from this, the important thing to recognize, is that the strategies of the city of Los Angeles, the strategies in gang crime reduction, the strategies in crime reduction, the strategies in violence reduction, are working. That the course that this department has charted, that the course that this administration has charted, have had an extremely positive effect on Los Angeles. And again, I want to thank the mayor for his support. I want to thank the media for your reporting of this very important development in Los Angeles. You know, it wasn't so long ago. Yeah. It wasn't so long ago that this city was known as the murder capital of the United States. And that is not true anymore, and it'll never be true again. Thank you.